Okay, so we're going to continue tonight with going on in the order of the Siddur. And what's next in the Siddur, in the davening, is Karbanos. And you'll see it in the Siddur. After the Birchas HaShachar comes the Karbanos. And there are those that say, there are plenty of Paiskim that say that women are chayiv to say Karbanos every day. When we were discussing the halachos of Birchas HaTorah, one of the explanations given why women perhaps would be obligated to say Birchas HaTorah is because they are obligated to say Karbanos every day. So there are definitely plenty of Paiskim that say that women are obligated to say those Karbanos. However, there, and the reasoning is that tefillah is instead of the karbanos. It's a gemara in Brachos that the davenings that we have, the shachris, the mincha, and ma'ariv, is instead of the karbanos being brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And since women are obligated in tefillah, as we discussed from the Rambam and the Ramban, so since they're obligated in tefillah, perhaps they should therefore be also obligated in karbanos. However, many argue, though, and they say that women did not partake in the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, a woman was not able to do any of the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, even if she was married to a kohen, even if she was a bas kohen. And they did not give the machzis hashekel to be part of the korbanos, even though nowadays when we have the custom to give the machzis hashekel, which was done today on Tainus Esther, anyone whose husbands or fathers did not do that, they should remind them to take care of it. And the custom is to give for the women as well, even for the children, even for the children inside their mother's stomach, you know, to give 3 half shekels, or well, we have 3 half dollars. That was done today on Tainus Esther. But still, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the women did not partake of the machzis hashekel, and therefore perhaps women are not obligated in korbanos. It seems the Paiskim tell us that the accepted custom is that girls and women do not say Karbanos. But just trying to bring out that it's not clear by a long shot that women are pater from it, but if a person does have time, it would be nice to say Karbanos. Next comes Psuke de Zimra. Psuke means verses, the psukim, and the Zimra as the expression of Zmiros, which means songs. And the question is, are women obligated to daven Psuke de Zimra? Of course, as we've said many times, women are allowed to volunteer and daven Psuke de Zimra, but the question is, are they obligated? So the Mishnah Berurah says, based on Reb Kiva Eger, that since Psuke de Zimra was made up, it was put together for the purpose of Shmona Esrei, as an introduction to Shmona Esrei, and as we just mentioned, and mentioned more than once, that women are obligated to daven Shmona Esrei every day, we paskin like the Ramban, so therefore, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, says the Mishnah Berurah, they would be chayiv to say Psuke de Zimra as well. Now don't forget, just like women who are too busy and do not have the time to daven Shmona Esrei, and therefore they are exempt from davening Shmona Esrei, then likewise they would be exempt from davening Psuke de Zimra. But in a situation where, let's say, someone is not busy, or a single girl who is home on a Sunday morning or on a Shabbos, and she, according to the Mishnah Berurah, she would be obligated to daven Psuke de Zimra. However, the Shaar Tzion, who is also the Chafetz Chaim, he does bring some Paiskim. The Graz and the Aruch HaShulchan says that it is only optional, that it's not, they're not obligated. But Rav Scheinberg points out that the Mishnah Berurah on top, he only brought the opinion of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and therefore, preferably, it would be good to be able to say Psuke de Zimra. If a lady is pressed for time and they're not able to daven the entire Psuke de Zimra, then Rabbi Scheinberg says, and Rabbi Yashiv says like this as well, that at least they should say Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. Very important, that even if a person does not have the time to daven the entire Psuke de Zimra, but at least they should say Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. If you have more time, then you could add more, but at least those should be said. It's important to know that the phrase of Paiseach has yet. Okay, so the phrase of Poseach Es Yadecha is a very important phrase. If a person does not have kavana during the phrase of Poseach Es Yadecha, they were spacing out and they realize, then they should go back and repeat that phrase. If they're at any point before Yishtabach, they should go back and say Poseach Es Yadecha. A person is not allowed to talk during Psuke de Zimra, which means after Baruch Sha'amar, a person is not allowed to talk. Even in Hebrew, even in Lashon HaKodesh, a person is not allowed to talk until after they daven Shmona Esrei, even for the purpose of a mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah says, though, that a person during Psuke de Zimra is allowed to say Amen to a bracha, and they are allowed to say Asha Yatzar. If a person needs to use the bathroom in the middle of Psuke de Zimra, they are allowed to say Asha Yatzar, and they're allowed to say it not even only between paragraphs, even in the middle of a sentence, as long as it's at the end of a topic. You'll, if you know the translation of the sentence, you'll be able to realize what is at the end of a topic. Even in the middle of a sentence, you could say Amen to someone's bracha, and you're allowed to say Asher Yatzar. If you're davening in shul, and the congregation, the tzibur, says Shema, you're allowed, you should say the first pasuk of Shema along with them, even if you're in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, just the first pasuk of Shema with Baruch Shem, and Modim Derabanan. If the Chazan is up to Chazaras Hashatz, and everybody is saying Modim Derabanan, if you are in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, you should say Modim Derabanan as well. Also the bracha on thunder and lightning. Even if you're in the middle of a paragraph, at least by Psukei Dezimra, you should say the bracha on the thunder and the lightning. As far as if you're in the middle of Kriya Shema, that Bez Hashem will discuss in the future. But as far as Psukei Dezimra, not allowed to talk about anything else, even for a mitzvah, but to answer Amen, Asher Yatzar, and Shema, and Modim Derabanan, that is allowed. One last halacha for Psukei Dezimra is very important for women who attend shul. The order of preference in Psukei Dezimra is quite complicated. It's discussed in Siman Nun Beis. What's the order of preference? If a person can only daven some of it, and they want to catch up to the chazan in shul, to make the tefillah b'tzibur. So it's an advantage to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Women are not obligated to daven tefillah b'tzibur with the congregation. It's very commendable. The tefillah is more accepted. You have a chance to say Kedusha and Amen Yesh Mei Rabbah. But let's say a woman comes to shul and she wants to daven on her own. She comes a little bit late, which is standard. It's normal for women. Should she skip around? Should she skip parts of Psukei Dezimra to catch up to the congregation, that this way she can daven tefillah b'tzibur to get that advantage? That's a very important question. And the psak is from Avshalom Zalman Orbach that women should not skip around, because since they are not obligated in tefillah b'tzibur to daven with the congregation, if they can, great. But it's not worth it to skip parts of Psukei Dezimra and to skip around. Rather, a woman should go straight, can daven straight, and whenever she gets up to her Shmona Esrei, she should say her Shmona Esrei. Now this phrase of Psukei Dezimra, as we said before, Zimra means Zmiros, which is songs. David HaMelech was singing to Hashem, but there's actually another translation to Zimra. Zimra means to prune the hedges, and to cut things away, all the bad interferences that pave the way for our Shmona Esrei. The Shla tells us that if we look up to the sky, it looks like there's just tons of empty space between us and Shemayim. But he says, really, there's many bad malachim, there's many bad angels that try to stop our tefillos from going straight up to Shemayim. And he says what can take care of that, what could get rid of those mekatrigim, those demons that want to stop our tefillos, is saying the psukim of Psukei Dezimra. Once those angels are away and they are moved to the side from our davening of Psukei Dezimra, then our tefillos will have a direct path to Shemayim. And once those are away, we can talk directly to Hashem. People take that for granted. We all take that for granted at some point, that we could talk directly to Hashem. The Sfarim tell us when we say Baruch Atah Hashem. Atah means you. That means we are talking directly to Hashem. A person can never talk directly to a president, or a person wants to try and get in contact to a top political figure, or a top lawyer, a top doctor. It's so hard. You have to speak through secretaries and make appointments. We could just get up in the middle of nowhere and daven to Hashem. The Chazon Ish even holds that a person could just say Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu with Hashem's name in the middle of nowhere, just for a personal tefillah. We'll have to Bez Hashem talk about those halachos more. But we all know, when you want to get in touch with somebody so busy, so important, we don't have the right to just go directly and call them up and speak to them on the phone automatically. But by Hashem, we don't have to go through any angels, we don't have to go through any malachim. All the bad malachim we just push to the side, and that is a tremendous schus that we have, and a tremendous responsibility that we could talk directly to Hashem. I just know it happened to me about an hour ago here tonight. There's somebody, a tremendous Rav from Borough Park, who's speaking here tonight in Passaic. His name is Rabbi Yaman Eisenberger. He's speaking for men here in Passaic, and I didn't have the ability to go to the shir, but I'm very close to him, and my family's very close to him, so I wanted to just say hello. I always try to call him. I never get a chance to get through to him. It's hard for him to return his phone calls. I speak to his secretary, his gabbai. Tonight I heard he's in Passaic. I ran to the house and I waited 20 minutes till he came, and I saw him for about 10 seconds, which is a long time with him. I gave him a kiss, I said hello, I gave him regards, and then I left. And that's just to speak to a regular bus of Adon, who's a tremendous Talmud Chacham and a Rav and a Tzaddik, and he's very busy. But here a person wants to talk to the Melech Malchi Amlacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have that schus, we have that opportunity whenever we want. So a person should definitely not take those times for granted, should take advantage of the opportunities that they have to daven and use that time to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, have a good night. Okay, have a good night. Bye, thanks.